Well, we've seen a heightened number of people moving across the border. If we look at, you know, from January till now, we have 137,000 people that are already crossed the border to Sudan. For the whole of last year, 2016, we had 136,000. So within the first 5 months of this year, we've already seen the same kind of numbers that crossed the border for the whole of 2016 to Sudan last year.
Who are these people and what?
These are mainly children.
Yeah. And what is the situation?
These are mainly children and women crossing the border.
Yeah.
I mean, there are mainly children and women crossing the border. Obviously, when they get there, they are tired, they are fatigued, they lack basic nutritional items. So on the other side, we're working with the various agencies, with the UN, with the Sudan Red Crescent, with the government of Sudan, to see how we can support these people. We give them food, we give them shelter, we give them clothing, we give them clean water, and we're providing continuous education in terms of hygiene promotion, in terms of really making sure that they're well taken care of and their lives are dignified.
Where are they settled and what support do they need?
They're settled in the camps in West Darfur, in Kordofan as well. The support that they need is basically continue to make sure that we're able to provide them within a dignified manner with shelter, with water sanitation, with hygiene, with psychosocial support. These people come, they're emotionally bruised, and we need to continuously work with them to make sure that they can be emotionally stable again. Currently, the International Federation of the Red Cross has an appeal of 4.2 million Swiss francs or US dollars targeting 63,000 people. Obviously, there is need to do more. There is need to scale up. And that's why we're pleading to the public, to the organizations, to the humanitarian world, to say, let us continue to concert our efforts. Let us continue to coordinate, to supplement each other's activities, and to really scale up on our actions.
And what would you like to see happen to improve the situation of South Sudanese seeking refuge in Sudan?
I mean, basically, we have to work together. Obviously, this is a humanitarian crisis. It has been going on since 2013. We'll need to see how we can, you know, get the support of the various agencies, the various stakeholders, to dialogue and to make sure that we're able to provide for the people, that we're able to prevent the people crossing across the border, and that we're able to really provide resilient communities that are able to take care of themselves, communities that are able to fend for themselves, and communities that are able to live in a dignified manner. Work with our volunteers on the ground. Sudan has over 40,000 volunteers, Red Cross volunteers that they're working with. In South Sudan here, there's over 8,000 volunteers that we're working within the communities. So basically what we'd like to see is more concerted efforts and really to replace the dignity of the people and to make sure that they're able to live a normal life.